Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
New ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Wayne Cruz back on the show. Wayne is the guy we turn to when we want to know what's going on with regulation. You know, folks, he calls it regulatory dark matter. It's the stealth tax. Regulations are the sinister, lousy little tax that seeps out of our businesses every day without us really understanding what's happening. And it happens little nickels and dimes at a time instead of big dollars. And it winds up, oftentimes it winds up, in some cases for some companies, some industries, being more expensive than taxes. And Wayne keeps us up to date on what's going on. Wayne Cruz is the Vice President for Policy and Director of Technology Studies at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. Author of their yearly report, 10,000 Commandments, and many other publications. He's our good friend Wayne. Welcome back.
Hey, Jim. Thank you a lot for having me. I appreciate that.
It's good to have you back.
I was just thinking, you're right. A good way to think about regulation is that hidden tax notion, and that's what gets people's attention when they know what those burdens are.
So I want to talk about the economy for this segment. I'm convinced that part of the reason the economy is doing better is because of optimism. I'm convinced that business owners, people who make payroll on Friday, with warts and all, Mr. Trump's warts and all, and boy, howdy, has he got some warts. Warts and all, I think business owners, people who sign the front of paychecks on Friday, believe that the president of the United States is not at war with them,
right?
Which we did for 8 years. We felt the president was at war with us. We felt that he did not like us. That he thought businesses were part of the problem. President Obama, I'm talking about. This man, this new president, doesn't feel that way, and so I think optimism about that is one of the reasons small businesses are doing better, and people and consumers are doing better. And the second thing is, I think the reason businesses are more optimistic is for one reason only, fundamentally, and that is our regulations are down.
Right.
What do you think?
When you mentioned small business carrying the load like that, it reminded me of your own intro you used to have where you talked about the small businessman not getting a paycheck himself.
That's right.
He's got to carry the load, and then he only gets to eat what he kills.
That's right.
And what you're saying about the business environment is correct. You know, last year, this is 2017, in 2016, when the calendar year ended, Barack Obama had issued over 3,800 regulations through his agencies for just that year alone.
Yeah.
And there was a huge surge of them in the last few months of his presidency.
And three years of records of regs every for. 14, 15, 16, 3 years in a row, record every year.
So when you talk, you know, people talk about regulatory uncertainty. One of the problems, too, is the certainty of regulation. And not just the uncertainty of regulation, but when there was so much of it coming out, and it would make businesses reluctant to hire, in my view. And I think things have certainly changed, and it changed in a number of ways. Oh, and there's a great new development, too, I'll mention here in just a moment. But this year, I think a lot of your listeners are aware that President Trump put a freeze on regulations, and he said that for new rules that agencies put out, they need to eliminate two. One way that occurred, it's been very difficult to do it through the administrative process, probably not surprised, but one thing it has done is it has stopped agencies from issuing new regulations.
Because they can't find one they don't like, let alone two.
Right. they love all of them. It doesn't matter whether it's SEC or financial regulations or endangered species or energy regulations. They love to issue this stuff. But Trump had done the two out for everyone in. And also he set up regulatory reform task forces at the agency that are still being implemented. And right now, see, this is September, so very soon the new fiscal year is going to begin. And then next year, Trump will be putting out a new fiscal budget.
But do you agree with me? I got to wrap up this segment here, Wayne. Do you agree with me?
What I'm saying is they are the business people are going to get a whole lot more certainty, and there's a good reason I'll tell you why.
But right now, but wait, Wayne, wait. Mm-hmm. Right now, this moment, what's already happened,
yeah,
the regulatory situation, the abatement of regulations, the lack of pressure, of new pressure on businesses, the payroll, the overtime, the et cetera, that all that going away, that's part of what's causing the economy to grow right now.
Better believe it. Absolutely.
All right,
absolutely.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break and come back. I'm going to let Wayne tell us some of those
great
stories he was going to tell us. But folks, hang in there. I mean, it's tough right now, and I'm exhausted too. I've got fatigue too from the stupid Congress and the White House. I don't know what they're doing half the time over there. Just hang in there. That's all we can do. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.